And welcome back to Pop Topic. We're here to discuss the latest trends in pop culture for the last week of February. I'm your co-host, Quentin Philipson. And with me is my other co-host, who is excited to make his room smell like scented onions, Alexander Welling. How are you doing this week?
I'm doing good, although I'm not sure I would make my room smell like scented onion. I would prefer just the scented Big Mac in general.
That is fair.
Yeah, I mean, who wouldn't want their room smelling like a McDonald's up in here?
Yeah, they should really get on that Big Mac sauce scent. They haven't done that yet.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
Anything new going on with you, Alex?
I got a gym membership, and now I'm constantly sore. So if you hear me grunting and moaning throughout the course of this podcast recording, it's probably due to that. Nothing crazy, I guess.
Alex actually has a girl over, so he's planning on grunting a lot, so he's quickly using the gym as an excuse.
I can promise you one thing, that is not the truth.
I see you, Alex.
You see right through my
head. Yeah.
God. Oh, well, how was your week, good sir?
My week has been pretty good as well. Yeah, nothing too new. Yeah, haven't really been doing much lately. I got pretty much just working and watching movies. That's pretty much what my life has become.
I still find it funny how you say you're going to take a break from watching movies, and it's like, nah, bro, I'm good.
To be fair, I did take a break. Dude, it's almost March. I stopped 3 weeks ago.
I thought we were going to wait till April.
I took a break. And I'm still watching some 2019 films that I wasn't able to watch yet. So we just watched Dark Waters yesterday.
I don't even know what that is.
It was really good. It was based on a true story with Mark Ruffalo as the lead.
Oh, okay.
And then me and Andrew are going to watch Honey Boy next.
Good old Shia LaBeouf. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you, but I might just sit down and watch some Velocipastor.
Yeah, I don't think I will watch that.
What? You said you wanted to watch a ton of bad movies.
I don't think I'm going to watch that, but I might watch the Logan Paul Airplane Mode film.
Oh, yeah, that one. That sounds really Logan good. Paul.
Logan Paul comedy film? That sounds classic.
I still can't believe that Velocipastor is a thing.
Yeah, you should watch it. Let me know how it is. How about this? Well, do we want to get this figured out? You watch Velocipastor this week, and I'll watch Airplane Mode, and then next podcast, we'll give each other a one-sentence review of the film.
A one-sentence review? Okay. You know what? I'm down for this. Okay. I need some fun in my life.
Right. Let's do that.
You watch the Logan Paul movie, I'll watch Velocipastor.
Perfect. I'm glad we got this figured out.
You know, I'm looking at it online, and apparently the Velocipastor actually has decent reviews.
Yeah, I'm a little worried about Airplane Mode. I have not heard a single good thing about that movie, but
it's a Logan Paul airplane ripoff movie. What do you expect?
And the reason I came across it is I watched some top 10 worst films of the year from 2019, and it was in two of their lists. That's the only reason I've heard of it.
Fair enough. Oh, wait a second. Velocipastor might not even fit in the whole 2019 rule.
Why not?
Because it was released in movie festivals in 2017, but wasn't picked up for any sort of release until 2019.
Oh, yeah, no, that counts.
Oh, it counts? Okay, good. We're good then.
Yeah, festivals are fine. It has to be, like, wide release.
I actually can't wait to see this. This just looks ridiculous.
Perfect. Yeah, you watch that, and then, you know what? Based on your one sentence review, I'll decide if I'm going to watch it the week after.
Okay. After I see it, I got to construct a beautiful one sentence review.
Yeah. But don't lie to me. If your one sentence review is, holy God, it is amazing, or something like
the
that.
The new Marriage Story.
Yeah, this is the next Marriage Story. If you lied to me, yeah, I'll never let it down.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I'll forgive, but I'll never forget. Just like,
oh, no.
Just like the bet about how you never got your hair mushroom blonde. I've forgiven you, but I'll never forget
God.
Pretty sure at your funeral, I'll go up on stage and be like, man, his corpse would have looked a lot better if he had mushroom blonde hair right now.
Okay, well, I tell you what, I will go get mushroom blonde hair at some point.
The trend's over now, man. You're just gonna look like one of those guys that wants to blend in with the millennials.
Damn it.
We gotta jump on the new trend. Isn't SpongeBob Yellow gonna be the trend for this next summer? Wasn't that the prediction?
Oh yeah,
Which
SpongeBob Yellow. Guys, make it happen.
to be fair, I think I might have been onto something with that prediction, because the SpongeBob 3 movie's coming out this summer.
Yeah, and it's lining up perfectly.
Our first story here, and that is the McDonald's scented candles. Probably not the most trending story of the week, but my personal favorite. So we just have to talk about it first. And
Yeah, we're
McDonald's is
pretty good.
releasing a quarter pounder scented candle pack, which comes with six different candles. And if you light them all at once, the aroma of a quarter pounder will be filling your room.
I don't know about that. I mean, you have the perfect opportunity to make a chicken McNugget scented candle, and you just ruined it.
A chicken McNugget scented candle. What six candles would you need to light for it to smell like that?
Well, obviously chicken, but like processed chicken. And then there's a real chicken, so there's like two candles for chicken specifically.
Oh, very chicken forward.
Yeah, chicken forward, and then you got your batter. You gotta have your salt. You gotta have miscellaneous spices candle. And then just add oil.
Wow, you're not
It's
gonna have a
just
single one for sweet and sour sauce?
No, we haven't even gotten into sauces, man.
Is that gonna be in the miscellaneous
Yeah, it'll be in
aisle?
the miscellaneous spices.
Five of just like the most random ones, batter, salt, and then miscellaneous is gonna have every other ingredient in it.
Exactly, yep.
Yeah, so the quarter pounder scented candle, have you seen it yet? Do you know what the six candles are?
I'm assuming I can guess.
All right, here, let's see if you can get them.
All right, so obviously beef, obviously cheese, because you made a joke about it, obviously onion. There's ketchup in it, so obviously ketchup. I'm pretty sure there's mustard in it, so obviously mustard.
No.
Oh, there's pickle in it, so probably pickle. And then the bun?
Yeah, sesame seed bun.
There you go.
Yeah, that's the six. Sesame seed bun, ketchup, onion, 100% fresh beef, pickles, and cheese.
Yeah, I know my fucking McDonald's.
I don't know if
I
that's
don't
something
think
to
that's
brag.
impressive.
Yeah. Well, he's like, for all you girls out there, I know my scented candles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think if this one goes gets successful, then we should be expecting a Big Mac scented candle pack in the next few months.
Big Mac scented candle pack. I love it.
I'm surprised they didn't start with that one first. The Big Mac's just iconic. But we got the quarter pounder set here. I think this is great. I think this is awesome. How much is it? Here, let me. Oh, no, it's coming soon. It's not out yet, so they don't have a price for it.
It's $35.
Oh, is it? Well, then they do have a price for it. Nice and easy.
The $35 multi-pack ties those flavors together in six candles that smell like each ingredient.
Okay. You know what? $35, and the approximate burn time is 25 hours for each candle. Obviously, you're going to burn them all at once, because that'd be weird if you just had cheese scent in your bedroom. But hey, if you want to do that, then that's 25 each. Either way, you got a lot of time with that quarter pounder scent.
They have a whole website dedicated to Golden Arches apparel.
I know, yeah, that's what I'm on right now. I love this website. And that's the big story. Everyone's freaked out about this. Did anyone realize that there's a Golden Arches apparel site? It's amazing.
Oh my God, I want to get some McDonald's socks.
I've already ordered a pair. I love the socks.
Which one did you order?
I ordered the sesame seed one.
Damn it!
Where is it? Because that's the coolest one. I love them all. Yeah, I ordered that one for myself. You know, it's our anniversary soon. I'm sure Angel will pick me up another pair. Look at these socks, Angel. Here, she's in here now. Got the sesame seed socks. You got the world famous fry socks. Got another fry socks. There's some other ones. I just can't see them right now. Pretty great, right?
Yeah, those are pretty cool.
She seems real impressed.
She sounds super excited.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure she'll get me one of those for my birthday. And, you know, maybe for her, I'll get her that really pretty necklace that has a Big Mac picture inside. I think that'll be the gift I get her. It's a quarter pounder with love locket. And inside,
oh, that's adorable.
Yeah, it's like a heart locket with the McDonald's emblem in it. And then you open up and there's a photo of a quarter pounder. Fortunately, that's sold out. Yeah,
I was about to say, it's sold out.
Yeah, that's sold out. So we'll have to wait a bit. Yeah, so this website is gold. The best one is probably the candle set.
Get yourself that candle set. Oh my god, I need a calendar. I can get a quarter pounder calendar.
So here's my question. What does a sesame seed bun smell like?
It smells like a new baby's bottom.
See, like, I can buy most of these. Okay, pickles, that has a scent. Beef, that has a scent. Onion, I get it. Sesame seed bun, that is quite a mystery for me.
Okay, how about this? Think of you wake up in the morning and you have that fresh smell of bread from the bakery next door.
You see, I worked at McDonald's. It's never once smelled like a bakery.
Well, maybe you haven't worked there in a while.
I worked there for like 4 years. I never once put one of the sesame seed buns for the quarter pounder in the toaster. When I pulled it out, went, oh yeah, that smells like a bakery. I went, this smells like nothing. I'm pretty sure they're going to go for the bakery scent. It's not going to be the actual scent of a quarter pounder bun, which is nothing.
Okay, well.
That would be funny, though, if you just light the candle and there's just no scent.
I'm sure they have candles like that, scentless candles.
Yeah, that would be really funny if that was like the joke they put for that. Can't wait to get the quarter pounder sesame seed bun candle, I think.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, so probably something that is trending a lot more is the fake song trend. This was up there in one of the, what was it? It was number one or two on trending for Twitter. And that is Ariana Grande's fake song. Have you heard about this story?
No, I have not heard about this story.
This is great. It just makes you realize the demographic that follows Ariana Grande.
Okay.
All right. So Ariana Grande, I don't know. I think maybe she was drunk, but this is my perception. Maybe she was completely sober and it's just really weird. But she just randomly started tweeting saying, I can't wait to release new songs and make new videos with them because I miss feeding my children. I'm so bored. Refers to people listening to her music as feeding her children. Okay, following it so far. So she's talking about how inspired she is and she wants to make music. Then her producer, Tommy Brown, playfully taunts her and everybody on Twitter by saying, oh, how about we just drop one of these songs then? Like, we're working on some songs. Let's just drop one right now if you want to feed your children. Grande responds with, I hate you. And then in brackets, I love you so much. To a response to the producer for just teasing the audience. And then Brown, I like this Brown guy. I don't know anything about Tommy Brown, but he seems pretty funny because Brown responds with, oh, that one, as in that's the name of her upcoming song, I Hate You / I Love You So Much.
I mean, it sounds like an Ariana Grande song.
Yeah, that's what this article said. They said, you know what, it's believable. That does sound like Ariana Grande's music. But yeah, everyone officially thought that was actually the name of her upcoming song. And so the number one trending hashtag on Twitter for this week is I hate you, I love you so much. Because all the fans kept saying the hashtag because they wanted them to release this song early.
Oh my god.
So yeah, that's the number one trend as of now for Twitter.
Oh my god, that's, yeah, I see the hashtag.
Yeah, it's there. It's looking prominent as ever, and that was a few days ago, so this is great. That's Ariana Grande for you. Do you think the girl we discussed that has a Ariana Grande fan account and she tweets through her fridge, do you think she tweeted through her fridge this hashtag?
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
I'm just picturing girls looking at their fridge being like, and type hashtag I hate you bracket I love you so much bracket.
Well, the thing is, she didn't release a song, so I guess her dedicated fans are disappointed.
It's a bummer. Alex, do you follow music? Could you sing us a piece of what would be I hate you bracket I love you so much bracket?
Oh, absolutely not. You don't want me to kill everybody that listens to this podcast.
Oh man, I was wondering if there's gonna be like some groans in the background to go along with it. It's like a background beat.
No, you wish.
Okay, all right. I don't know. I thought that could have been a big hit there.
I'm not big hit material.
No?
No.
Guess that's why we're on this podcast instead. We're not big exactly. hit material.
Exactly. But tell you what, if I do somehow hit big hit material, I will definitely drag you along with me.
Oh, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Maybe if you sang I hate you bracket, I love you so much bracket, maybe that would have been your big hit.
Oh, shoot. Oh, well, I don't really need a big hit. I like being poor.
Yeah, poor's the new rich. That's what I always say.
Exactly. You get to appreciate life more if you're poor.
Let's talk about really the biggest story of the week. I didn't really want to touch it, but it's really trending right now. And
let me guess, politics?
No, that, well, actually, we'll touch that soon. But we got a 9-year-old kid that was bullied in Australia.
Ah, right. Yeah, this is a thing I've definitely heard about.
Yeah, this is the one that I kept getting news articles for, and I was like, all right, I guess it's trending here. Heck, you know what? I think the second Hugh Jackman responds to something, it's Pop Topic worthy. I think that should be a rule.
Yeah, I guess when Wolverine gets involved, it's a big thing.
Yeah, you don't want to mess with him. Wolverine, tons of other celebrities reach out and kind of continue off this trend, which was, I believe his name is Bales? Caden Bales?
Yeah, that's an interesting way. That's an interesting name there. Caden.
Yeah, Caden Bales. Either way, really cool name. I don't know who would bully a kid with such a cool name. But he was bullied because he has a case of dwarfism, so he's a lot shorter than other kids. And they were all bullying him for it. And apparently they're bullying him so much that his mother caught him on video talking about how he wants to kill himself just due to being bullied. Quite a sad story, but it does have a happy ending here. The celebrities, they were reaching out. They started GoFundMe. All these people were really taking a stand for this. And they collected enough money from the GoFundMe page for him and his mom to go to Disneyland.
It's a beautiful story. Yeah, nothing like a cup of empowerment tea to wake you up in the morning.
Yeah, it's a good heartfelt story that a lot of I think that's why it was trending. A lot of people kind of felt empowered by it. And you know, the second Hugh Jackman steps in, you know this is serious.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I mean, hey, now the kid gets to go to Disneyland. It raised so much money.
Yeah, no, it's awesome how he was able to get something good out of this. Did you watch the video that went viral of his mom filming him?
No, I have not watched either of them.
It's tough to watch. I watched a bit of it and then I just had to stop because yeah, it was too depressing. I watched the first 30 seconds and I was like, man, this is too sad. I'm trying to be happy right now.
I was not in a mood to cry, so you know, I didn't watch the video. It's something that touches, you know what I mean? Touches. But it probably wouldn't do anything to my roommate. I'm so mad about that.
Why? What happened?
So I bought the like ultra HD version of Jojo Rabbit. I'm kind of taking your approach and buying like my favorite movies of last year to have as like hard copies. So I bought Jojo Rabbit and I gave it to my roommate the other night so he could watch it, 'cause he's wanted to watch it for a while. And I told him, you're probably going to cry at one scene. And you know exactly what scene it is. And he's just like, what are you talking about? They didn't do anything to me. And I was just like, oh my you emotionless bastard.
Yeah, I'm going to buy that this weekend. And then we're going to watch it next weekend. So we're not going to watch it for a while. But when we do, we'll see the look on her face. Yeah,
she'll probably cry. Just remember, you gotta videotape it.
No, I don't think I do. I think that'd be weird to just videotape someone watching a movie.
This is Andrew's reaction to Jojo Rabbit, that one scene we all know about.
The reason why I think it's so sad is because you're not expecting that hint. Like, I'm not telling Andrew she's going to cry. I don't want to spoil anything. I just go, okay, here's a fun, heartfelt movie. Let's watch it. And then I just want her to go through the motions. I don't want to spoil anything. I think the second I pull out a camera at a specific part, she's going to realize, wait, something about to happen. I want her to be shocked.
Well, then just have a hidden camera.
Oh, and I'll just record the entire thing?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my gosh. Then I have to edit it. And oh, my God. No, I'll take a mental video. I'll just stare at her. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Record the whole thing. Forget to take the hidden camera away, and my roommate secretly has sex in the living room, and I didn't realize it. It's just a whole can of worms I don't want to open.
Oh, God. Oh, I can't even imagine that. That's fucking hilarious.
That's what you guys do when I'm at work.
Okay, I'm good.
All right, so do you think a better way to help Caden out would have been to just give him the McDonald's Quarter Pounder scented candles?
I mean, it depends. Does he like McDonald's?
Or do you think the candles are so bad, we should actually give them to the bullies and make them smell it?
Yeah, but no, we each give them like one individually, since you're supposed to like have them at the same time.
We give them all the sesame seed bun candle.
Yeah, they smell nothing.
Smell that crap.
No, they wouldn't smell anything.
Or we can make them smell the onion one and they just sit there and cry about their decisions.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
If they're not going to cry by themselves, we're going to force them to cry.
We force them to cut the onion candle.
Oh, God.
All right, that's a good plan.
Yeah, right. I'm down to bully some bullies.
That's right. Two wrongs do make a right.
Listen here, kids.
Smell that candle, Billy. That's what you get for sending Caden to Disneyland.
Jesus.
Show Billy a thing or two.
Yeah, fucking show him who's boss.
All right, so let's continue with the controversy. There's not enough happy news, so let's just keep bringing on the bad. And we have a fashion school that had some quote-unquote racist accessories.
Ooh.
All right, so don't click on it yet. So there is a New York City-based fashion school that had a catwalk with some models wearing some very strange accessories, and one of the models had a straight-up decline to wear these accessories on this catwalk, so she refused to do it. She got into some trouble until everyone saw these accessories, and it ended up turning on the fashion show. The chair of the fine arts fashion design course, who is responsible for this decision, has apologized on an Instagram post. I believe here's the line he said: I deeply apologize for any harm and pain I've caused those involved with the show. And the school's website has apologized for it, and they are taking down, or they've already taken down the ads they've had for this fashion show. Pretty much they already want to pretend this never existed. They're going to brush it off under the carpet here.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they had was some very exaggerated ears and lips and bushy eyebrows to wear for this fashion show. Doesn't sound too bad. It sounds a little weird. But Alex, I just want you to scroll down now until you can get to the photos of the two people with the accessories.
What in the world is going on here? So,
this is the fashion show.
I am so confused by this. What?
I think they should not only get crap for being racist, but they should get crap for just being plain ass ugly. Like, what are they trying to go with this here? This isn't a fashion show. This is some weird, I have no idea what they're looking for.
Yeah. Someone has a fetish. That's what I'm thinking.
It's just really weird. Freaky ass accessories that Amy Levere, an African-American model, refused to do. She was the one that refused. She took a stand to this. Yeah, I can understand why that Amy would turn this down.
Yeah, just a bit.
Yeah, for those of you, it's hard to describe pretty much what I've already said. Exaggerated ears, eyebrows, and lips. It's basically like you take a photo and you just zoom in on lips, ears, or eyebrows. It's like that on a normal body. It's like just large, very strange accessories.
It's described as like monkey ears and lips, and that's what the that's where a lot of the racist undertone is coming from here. And
yeah,
oh my goodness, I can't not stare at this. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, I think there's an issue when you're trying to show off the dresses and outfits of, you know, a modeling show, of a fashion show. You know, there's an issue when people can't stop looking at these weird ass accessories you put on the person's face. It's mm-hmm. How are you supposed to look at the fashion when you're looking at these weird decisions? I don't know. What's his name again? Let me go back up here. I don't know what Jonathan Kyle Farmer is thinking.
Well, now we know who, like, the weird fetish dude is.
To each their own, I guess.
Like, what are you thinking, Jonathan? What are you thinking?
Now, do you think if the catwalk room was scented with quarter pounder candles, would that have made the experience a bit better?
I don't know about that. Even the power of the quarter pounder doesn't seem like it can fix this problem.
Even the power of the sesame seed bun candle wouldn't overpower this horrible decision?
No, absolutely not. Yes, the sesame seed bun is probably the most powerful of the candles, but in comparison to this, it's just, wow. Like, it's jaw-dropping, this.
Yeah, it is a strange marketing decision. Strange decision all around, actually. Actually, I take it back, Alex. Instead of punishing the bullies that bullied Caden, should we have just sent them to this fashion show?
Yeah, absolutely. Send them to this fashion show.
Yeah, the candles might have been a cheaper decision, but this is a much better punishment.
Oh, yeah. Send them to a slightly racist fashion show. Nothing better.
Hey, they're bullies. Bullies, racists, they're all the same.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm kidding. Bullies probably aren't as extreme, but still, you know, they've all made bad decisions. They should all live with it together.
Yes, absolutely. 100%.
If that's totally the case, agree. Should we have Jonathan Farmer also cut onion candle?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, well, we'll put them all in a room and just have them smell the candles.
Just have them all trapped in a room with one candle burning.
That's right.
Ah, not the onion. But what happens if they try and blow out the candle?
We'll just light another one. We'll buy like 12 sets.
Buy 12 sets?
Yeah, we're fine. Yeah, that's only like, what? 12 sets would only be $400? That's nothing.
Man, you throw in a solid $1,000 and you get 24.
What? $1,000 would be 35 sets, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, why not just get 35 sets?
All right. Talk a little bit about politics. We'll just, you know, dabble our toesies into the water a little bit.
Dabble your toesies?
Yeah, we're not going to full-on jump into the pool of politics. You know, just get our little toesies wet.
You just used the term dabble your toesies.
Yeah, well, would you dabble your toesies in a sesame seed bun candle?
I would not dabble my toesies in a sesame seed bun candle.
I would definitely dabble it in a sesame seed bun candle. That or the pickle candle, because I do like pickles. But talk about Trump. Nobody wants to dabble their toes in Trump, but
that's very true.
Do have a story here, which is Trump blasting the Best Picture Oscar Parasite since it's a South Korean film.
Yeah, I mean, come on, Trump.
Yeah, and that's the only reason why we're talking about it. It's because we're both big Parasite fans, and it was Best Picture. We talk about films a lot.
I've got my copy of the movie delivering today.
Oh, do you? I haven't ordered it yet, yes. But I will order it soon. Especially since it won Best Picture, Andrea is now willing to watch it.
Oh, she wasn't willing to watch it before?
No, because she doesn't like foreign films.
Lame.
I know, but
I mean, who am I kidding? I didn't really watch many until I saw Parasite.
Exactly, yeah. Which is why Parasite's great, because it's kind of opening the world for foreign films for people now. Like, Andrea, she didn't want to watch any foreign films. She's not really a huge fan of having to read and watch at the same time. But since it won Best Picture, Andrea's like, okay, you've convinced me, Quentin. Or, well, the Academy convinced me. You didn't do shit, Quentin. But I will now watch the movie you've been praising and singing about for the last 6 months. So she's finally going to watch it. I'm excited.
Yeah, you've been on the Parasite train for a while.
Yeah, 6 months is an exaggeration. But yeah, since I watched it in October, I've been fully on board with Parasite. I've always loved that film. And so she's finally going to watch it soon, in a few weeks. And I guess Trump just recently watched it, or at least he just found out about it. To be fair, I doubt he's seen it.
Mm-hmm.
So Parasite, for those of you that aren't aware, is the first non-English language film to win Best Picture for the Oscars, which is a huge deal. Everyone's excited about it. I think the reason why this wasn't news last week was Trump just found out this wasn't an English film.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I think Trump has even stated here that he just found out that he thought when people were saying it won Best Picture, they're talking about Best Foreign Picture.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't realize it actually won the Best Picture. And he was saying, wait, why did this win, guys? Don't you realize that South Korea is having enough issues with us with trading? Why are we rewarding them? What? We're not giving them an award for trading. Like this.
You know what? This makes sense because Trump can't read. That's probably why he doesn't like.
Did you steal Neon's joke?
I might have stole a joke.
Ah, Alex, I was gonna say there's no way you thought of something that clever. That's why we do podcasts. We're not that clever.
Damn it.
Yeah, but Neon, the U.S. distributor for Parasite, did make that joke, which is so good. I love how Neon is the one calling them out. Yeah, how they tweeted, understandable, he can't read.
Yeah, brilliant. I love it.
Yeah, Trump is saying that we should go back to the time of Gone with the Wind. That's the movie that Trump is putting his sticker of approval on. He is saying that is the best film ever. We need more best pictures like that.
Gone with the Wind is the best. No.
Yeah, that's it. He kept referencing it. Like, it wasn't just a one-time thing. I believe he said like three times. He kept saying, guys, Gone with the Wind. We need more best pictures like that. I didn't realize he was such a big Gone with the Wind fan.
Let's just say Gone with the Wind was made 80 years ago, and it does not hold up.
You've seen it?
A long time ago I saw it, and it would not be tasteful.
See, I haven't seen it yet. Time. So if Trump wants to watch Gone with the Wind with me, since he's a big fan of it, kind of like me and Andrea with Parasite,
mm-hmm.
If he wants to watch that with me and him, we could have like a bag of popcorn and watch some Gone with the Wind. I'll definitely give that a try. Oh, where is it? I don't know. Never mind. I can't find it.
Well, I mean, if you can't find it, then it's obviously fake news.
Yeah, exactly.
There's my bad Trump joke, which is not as good as Neon.
Yeah, see, this is why we stick to podcasts. We're not comedians.
This is why we don't do stand-up.
Yeah, we need Neon to come on the podcast and just start laying out one-liners we can use.
Yeah, they got to teach us how to be comedians.
Yeah, we'll do like a comedy 101 class with them.
Yeah, I mean, I doubt. Neon, come on the show. Let's figure this out.
Yeah, I can't get many people on the show, but we could definitely get Neon. Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, an entire movie studio.
Yeah, we'll get all of them in on the call at once. Moving on from Best Picture film to probably Best Meme, or at least very popular original streaming show.
Meme of the Year.
Exactly, Meme of the Year, according to us. And that is the 2020 show Mandalorian, and of course the iconic character Baby Yoda. There's finally merchandise.
Finally, took him like 20 years, even though we got merchandise like last week or something like that.
Yeah, we talked about the giant Baby Yoda sculpture. That isn't a Disney produced sculpture. It was just a company that's with them made a statue off of it. This is Disney finally making merchandise for it. They normally make merchandise to match up with the release of something, but toys normally get leaked, which is why we tend to know the villains of superhero films before they're announced. That's why we tend to know things like that earlier, because toy companies tend to leak stuff, and with a character like Baby Yoda, it would have been leaked. So Disney likes to take the route of, okay, we'll just release merchandise way after the fact, rather than get it spoiled, which I like. I think if we knew about Baby Yoda beforehand, it wouldn't have been as exciting.
Oh, absolutely. I 100% agree. If I remember correctly, when the meme of the Baby Yoda came out, it was talked about how the director wanted to make sure that no merchandise was made so that it would be a surprise.
Yeah, and I thought it was a good call, because Baby Yoda was huge because it's just such a big moment and everyone just got so excited by it. But yes, we finally have the merch out for it. There's toys, there's Lego, there's...
Quentin, do you want to go to Build-A-Bear and make your own Baby Yoda?
No, but I'll go to Build-A-Bear either way. I don't need a Baby Yoda one.
You don't need a Baby Yoda, but you want to go to Build-A-Bear?
Yeah, I fucking love Build-A-Bear, man.
Yeah, who doesn't love Build-A-Bear?
Dude, did you ever have a Build-A-Bear when you were a kid?
I have a Build-A-Bear in my room right now. What are you talking about?
Do you?
You weren't expecting that.
No, that was a twist I wasn't ready for. Is that what the groaning is coming from?
Yes, exactly. The bear is making noises.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had a turtle and its shell was a backpack and you could put his clothing in the shell.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Good job, Build-A-Bear. You're doing the right thing.
Yeah, you have full-grown Wellings having them in his bedroom. That's awesome. Build-A-Bear knows how to market.
Oh, yeah.
And to be fair, Build-A-Bear Baby Yoda would be huge. That's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And then there's training cards. There's Bluetooth. There's all kinds of stuff. T-shirts, there's obviously. Yeah. A Bluetooth speaker.
Yeah. They actually sell blue teeth with pictures of Baby Yoda on it.
Yeah, exactly. You can just get, like, yeah, you know, instead of like those gold teeth you can get. No. You can get blue teeth with Baby Yoda on it.
Yeah, who needs a gold grill when you get a blue grill?
Exactly. We're looking at all the merchandise here. If you click on the link here, tons of Baby Yoda stuff. What is something that they haven't gotten yet, though? We got all kinds of marketing. Build-A-Bear, all this, what have you. Is there one thing that you think they're missing out on for the market?
Oh, absolutely. And the only reason I'm saying this is because I just watched a YouTube video where someone had the Darth Vader version of these.
Okay.
But cufflinks.
What?
Cufflinks.
Oh, I thought you were talking about, like, you know, handcuffs with Baby Yoda's face on it.
No, I saw in a YouTube video this guy had, like, Darth Vader cufflinks.
That would have been pretty funny, though, if you got handcuffs with Baby Yoda's face on. You can be like, the right to remain silent you have.
Oh, my God. That would not fly by in a court, but that'd be pretty funny.
Yeah, Neon quickly tweeted me that joke.
good old Neon.
Now I like to think for the rest of this podcast, like, 5 months from now, we're gonna be like, oh yeah, Neon, they just sent me this joke. They said
it's our next running gag.
Yeah. Neon's just known as like the king of comedy.
Yeah, Clayface has died down a little bit, so we need something new.
No, don't do that. That's what we should do. We should have a chessboard. This is my idea. Chessboard, and you could be on either the team Baby Yoda side or the team Clayface side, and it's different chess pieces.
You did that specifically so you could bring it back.
Yeah, it's back. So now it'll be like the greatest film character ever. Baby Yoda versus Clayface.
One's a TV show, and one hasn't even been on a screen yet.
Yet. That's the clue.
Keyword yet. The Batman still has to release its villain.
This is Taylor Lautner's time to shine.
Oh my god.
Taylor Lautner would be a pretty lame Clayface. Like, I think Danny DeVito would be much better at it.
A Danny DeVito Clayface? That's that's something.
I know he's been Penguin, guys. I'm aware. But he can be more than one villain. He can also be Clayface.
But last time I checked, you had a bad taste of Danny DeVito.
What? I fucking love Danny DeVito.
You did not love Danny DeVito and Jumanji.
What? No, I didn't like The Rock's interpretation of Danny DeVito. I didn't like The Rock in that movie. He was horrible.
No, I thought I had him.
I love Danny DeVito. Dumbo, everyone hates Dumbo. I thought it was a fun movie. Danny DeVito was freaking hilarious in that. No, I'm Team DeVito. I love DeVito so much. Me and Andrea are playing with the idea of doing a ranked podcast where we rank every film Danny DeVito has been in.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
If you do that, I will be fairly impressed.
Yeah. Now, should we have Baby Yoda scented candles?
Baby Yoda scented candles? What would that even smell like?
I don't know. Let's figure out the 6 scented candles here. Dirt would be one of them. He's always, like, rolling in the dirt. Maybe frog slime?
Yeah, okay.
What else? What else do we got?
Beige cloth.
Yeah, cloth. There we go.
I was thinking like white hair.
But he's not. He doesn't have any hair as Baby Yoda. That would be if we did the original Yoda.
Oh, right. Yes. Okay. Yeah. So then I guess poop, but yeah. Like fluorescent green poop.
Yeah. We'll change the color around. And then that'll be the only difference. They'll also have the Yoda scent, but instead of poop scent, it would just be old man scent.
Jesus.
There you go. I think that's good. The Baby Yoda collection scent. Honestly, we should just have candle scents for everything. I think that's the new trend.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I agree. But yeah, if you have a dying company, just release scented candles. That always brings you back.
Yeah, I mean, even though McDonald's is not a dying company.
No. No.
By any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah. And as a matter of fact, they're anything but. They're like the Disney of fast food.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, which is why they should have the Baby Yoda, Disney and McDonald's. They gotta collaborate. That is it for my part of the news here. Alex, moving on to sports.
Yeah, we got sports stories. I am actually going to talk about a sport I have yet to talk about in this entire series podcast. You ready for this?
Is it golf?
No, it is not golf. I fucking hate golf. Why would you bring that
What
up?
About Fortnite? That's a sport.
No, don't get me started on the e-gaming thing again.
I'm just kidding. We talked about that sport already.
Yeah. Jesus.
Literally was no, like, wait, we haven't had a rant yet this podcast.
Just wait. But no, we are talking about competitive sprinting. Yeah, who would have thunk it? Competitive sprinting. Anyways, this story comes out of India, New Delhi specifically, where we had a professional, what was it called? It's a sport called Kambala, which in India is traditional buffalo racing.
Tallahassee would like that.
Oh, yeah, where people in India use whips to basically race buffaloes. This one 28-year-old male by the name of, I apologize if I butcher this, Srinivasa Gowda. Srinivasa Gowda. During his buffalo racing, was clocked in at 100 meters at 9.55 seconds. Now, if you didn't know this, the world record for the 100-meter dash was set in the Olympics by world's fastest sprinter Usain Bolt. So a lot of people are saying this guy is the next Usain Bolt because he was able to run a 9.55 second sprint while chasing after some buffalo. Now, of course, this sprint hasn't really been confirmed as a world record because it wasn't actually, you know, a proper running competition. But I mean, that's still crazy. In total, he ran 140 feet, 43 meter long race in a record of 13.62 seconds. That's less than a second per 10 meters, I think. So, Quentin, what do you think of this story? This is like, look at the picture. This guy is fucking jacked, my friend. Do you think someone can become the world's fastest sprinter just because of a racing buffalo?
I don't think this should be considered the new record. Usain Bolt, he didn't have to chase anything. He was just running, and he was that fast. If he was chasing a buffalo himself, I'm sure he would have been faster. Because chasing something, you suddenly like become even faster because you have a goal. Like, I'm telling you right now, if I was just running across the street, I wouldn't be that fast. Or, you know, like, I'll be normally fast. But if there's an ice cream truck that I'm chasing, you bet your ass I'm going to go get that ice cream. I need to catch that ice cream. So I'm going to go deep within me, find that extra speed, that, what you would say in Fast and Furious. You know how they're just driving normally, no big deal. But the second they have someone in front of them that they need to catch up on, all of a sudden they have a button that they push for NOS, and their car is somehow faster than fast. That's what people are when you're chasing something. When I'm chasing an ice cream truck, I push the NOS within me, and I'm no longer fast, but I'm faster than fast. And that's what this guy's doing with the Buffalo. And I'm sure if you Usain Bolt, if you put a Big Mac on the end of the court, if you put something on the end, maybe you know Welling's Build-A-Bear or something, he'll reach that NOS inside of him and he'll go faster. So I believe in Usain Bolt.
Okay, I get what you're meaning. Because this person was chasing after something, they had a lot more focus than someone that's just plain up sprinting.
Yeah, they were no longer going, I need to go fast. They were going, I need to catch that motherfucking bull on this motherfucking field.
Well, in any case, there's been some talk that this guy is going to be recruited into the Indian Olympic team to compete as a sprinter. So I guess he's going to, it looks like he's going to have that opportunity to try and break the record. So you don't think he'll have a shot at breaking it whatsoever?
Now, in fairness, that's just how the Olympics are. Every time there's someone that beats a new world record, every single time there's a new world record beaten because people just adapt and people just become better. So Usain Bolt is going to get dethroned. I've always believed it's going to take a decade or so, like another 10 years. But hey, what do I know? It might just take a few years. That'll be pretty interesting. What if we had a bull at the end of the court? I'm sure he'll get it then.
I mean, I think Usain Bolt is faster than a bull anyways. I think a lot of competitive sprinters would be faster than a bull anyways. So I think it's even playing field.
Yeah. That'll be pretty good. Well, what if they had a bull as one of the contestants racing? So then he has a drive.
You mean, this just sounds similar to, like, you know how competitive dog races that are chasing after a rabbit?
Yes. Yes. Why are we not caught up to the dog racing? They know what's up.
Because I don't think humans have a thing that really they would race after.
Bulls! We need to have a bull run in front of them. And this guy's
Why would
go
we
mad.
Race after a bull?
Isn't that what Gauda's doing? He's chasing the bulls?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, but like, what would drive everybody else to chase after a bull?
An ice cream truck. Have the bull drive an ice cream truck.
Just the bull be like tethering an ice cream truck.
Gauda will be chasing the bull and the rest will go for the ice cream. We all right, have what? That inner child within us that makes us need to get that ice cream.
What if one of the sprinters is lactose intolerant, though?
Well, then, scented candles from McDonald's.
Not even like a pile of money, just scented candles from McDonald's.
Everyone needs that sesame seed bun scent.
Oh, my God. Well, this story definitely turned out way more than I was hoping for.
When you get a story like this, you just gotta run with the bulls with it.
You're nuts.
Yeah, how come the dogs are like so much more intellectually advanced than us? Clearly, we have that inner drive to chase something. Or to be chased. Have a guy wear a Freddy Krueger outfit and then chase them.
Yeah, I could see something chasing us, but like us chasing after something. I mean, unless it's like a gigantic pile of money, I ain't chasing after it.
You wouldn't chase after an ice cream truck?
No, I wouldn't chase after an ice cream truck. I'm not that fat.
Well, wouldn't that make you fatter if you don't run after it?
Welling's
like, I'm not fat. I only buy mine from a grocery store.
Damn it. I'm thinking about that and I'm like, oh my God, he's right.
200 IQ, man.
Like 1,000 IQ. What the fuck?
Yeah,
you just own me.
Yeah, I don't even like ice cream from grocery stores because you don't get that like adrenaline when you go for it. Ice cream doesn't even taste good. That's why ice cream trucks are so good, because they realize that's the only way people go for it.
You just straight up shut me up there. Jesus Christ. I was not expecting that. Holy shit.
No, I wasn't either. It just like came to me. It was neon. They gave me that comeback.
Neon for the win.
Yeah, I couldn't think of that. That was good.
Oh my God. Okay. I've recovered a little bit.
That's good. All right. Well, that is it for this week of news. If you want, you can follow us at poptopic_pod. Until next week, you can see me outside chasing ice cream trucks. I'm Quentin.
I'm Alex, and you can catch me at the local Build-A-Bear stuffing up my new Baby Yoda for my trip to Disneyland.
Perfect. All right, and until next week, see you guys.
See ya.